Check.
When it becomes apparent that we're not gaining philosophically fast enough in the wake of big business and political maneuvering, what steps do you think are justifiable in trying to turn the tide that seems to lead to literally a dead end for not just our species, but the whole planet?
I suppose if political means fail us, public organization, and public pressure, if those don't do what has to be done, then we'll be driven to more extreme defensive measures in defending our Mother Earth. Well, here in the United States, I can see a lot more acts of civil disobedience beginning to occur as the bulldozers and the drilling rigs attempt to move into the wilderness and into the backcountry and the farmlands and seashores and other precious places. And if civil disobedience is not enough, I imagine there will be sabotage, violence against machinery, property. Those are pretty desperate measures. If that becomes widespread, it could be that the battle has already been lost. I don't know what would happen beyond that. That might possibly stimulate some sort of police state reaction, repression, a real military-industrial dictatorship in this country. But still, personally, I feel that when all other means fail, as a last resort, we are morally justified, and not merely justified, but morally obligated to defend that which we love by whatever means are available. Just as if my family, my wife, or my children were attacked, I wouldn't hesitate to use violence to defend them. By the same principle, if land I love is being violated, raped, plundered, murdered, and all political means to save it have failed, I personally feel that sabotage is morally justifiable, at least if it does any good, if it'll help, if it will only help you to feel good.
Just for the record, one of the things that's obviously going to occur should sabotage become a necessity on the part of some people reacting to everything that has been perpetrated on our culture, I would hazard that some would call acts of physical sabotage terrorism.
The distinction seems quite clear and simple to me. Sabotage is an act of force or violence against property or machinery in which life is not endangered or should not be. Terrorism, on the other hand, is violence against living things, human beings, and other living things. That kind of terrorism is generally practiced by governments against their own people, against their own citizens. We have that kind of terrorism going on right now in much of Latin America, Guatemala, El Salvador, and quite recently in Argentina and Chile, and a mild form of it in Poland during the past year. The Soviets are committing terrorism against the people of Afghanistan right now, with limited success, I'm happy to hear. Our government committed great acts of terrorism against the people of Vietnam quite recently. That's what terrorism means to me. Violence and the threat of violence against human beings and other forms of life, which seems quite different, radically different from sabotage, which is a much more limited tactic. I'd go so far as to say that a bulldozer tearing up a hillside, ripping out trees for the purpose of a logging operation or a strip mine is committing a kind of terrorism against life. Jesus, it's getting heavier and heavier. Everything is something funny to talk about. What are we going to get to my sex life?
What's the history of your sex life?
There will now be a 5-minute silence.